Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. What the hell up for? Y'all ain't been talking about that.
Nah, I like it. I like
no, no, no. We love it.
Nah.
It's just, we don't talk about that here. So continue. Kilo is what
this is back in the day in my time when I was doing dirty fucking shit.
Right. I like it.
Y'all shit is called dirty water.
Dirty? Yeah. Give me the dirty.
I'm gonna give
you some dirty shit.
Dirty Water Podcast.
Did you hit the fucking button, my nigga? I don't know if you hit the button. I'm just talking shit. Oh, he hit the button. My bad, my bad.
Say hurry up, little bitch.
You need to shut the fuck up, Moses. I'm done with you, man. Let me play my shit, man.
Play music before you get timid.
They get that boy immunity. They give a dope boy life. Say we destroying communities. I let them make me out the villain. I stay poised as Putin be. Y'all trying to do the pig's job. Y'all like the boys in blue to me. I wasn't really good at shit, so selling poison suited me. Low income based living. My pops avoided schooling me. So how I'm supposed to feel these hoes ain't using me? Making choices foolishly. It took a fake case and some more to get through to me. Streets know I'm activated.
Shut up, Moses.
I get at the paper. I'm one classic from grade up amongst these rappers today. But I ain't talk the kind of shit that I'm talking till I had my weight up. Fino begging me to put 100 slabs on a tractor trailer. Laughing at my house passing through like I catch you later, right? I'm driving fast shit like the Cavs from Talladega Nights. They're comfortable on phones talking work when you're lying dangerous. I won't sell another brick again till
just
I
learn
sign language. On the first of the month, I started with a fresh hat. Then gave all my fiends rides to get their checks cash. By the third of the month, I still had the best glass. I served my next door neighbor, my auntie and stepdad. On the first of the month, I started with a fresh hat. They gave all my
shouldn't
fiends rides
that
to get their checks cash. By the third of the month, I still had the best glass.
But I get
I served my next door neighbor, my auntie and stepdad. Fuck all the critics, we did it the hard way. This for the check cashing spots on Fillmore and Broadway. I treat my city like Monopoly, sitting on Park Place.
Yeah, I like that shit right there. That's my shit right there. Shut the fuck up, Moses, because you
hurry
be on some
fuck
blue, man.
Up.
I don't like the pattern of the way we be starting every episode, Moses, so fuck off, nigga. All right? We're going to get this shit rocking. This is Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lexington.
I'm timid. Moses.
Yep.
What the fuck is
I'm timid. I don't like the way things started.
Yeah, don't talk like that, nigga. I did not sound like that at all.
Who you
bro.
Screwed up?
I did not sound like that at all. So shut your bullshit. This is episode 127 out this bitch. Thank you to everybody that be fucking subscribing to us on YouTube. We appreciate you on fucking
appreciate
Apple Podcasts. Check us out on Spotify, Google Podcasts. We on all that shit. Wherever the fuck you listen to a podcast, we on that bitch. Now, how you feeling today, Moses? What's going on? It's episode 127, bro.
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing? I asked you, nigga. Like, so fuck, how was your weekend? How was your week? What's going on with you? How's life?
Weekend good. Everything's good, man. Working. That's all you can do.
I get it.
Fuck you talking about.
I get it, bro.
Out of your shit.
Nah. For some reason, I feel like we got a low-key beef, and I don't know how I feel about it.
Nah, stop wearing gray all the time. It's not good for the cameras.
Shout out to my niece. She and this motherfucker with us.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
She don't even know what the fuck is say out here right now.
You know
now.
What I'm saying?
What are we calling you, Tamara?
That's fine.
All right, that's fine. Yeah. That's cool fine. With you? Yeah. All right, cool.
If she didn't want to be called,
it's over, that, right?
It's over.
Yeah, you told her already.
I guess so, motherfucker.
I ain't gonna lie, I feel like a snitch on that one. I ain't
gonna you are, yeah, snitch, you ready to snitch.
I didn't say, yo, see, Moses, what's it. Up, bro?
No. Like,
what's
you
up?
Liked it, Tekashi. You loved it, that nigga, when he came out.
Loved it, did.
He's shut the hardest.
Nigga told me loved it.
I told
it,
you, this nigga snitching, bro. Ain't nobody doing all that. No, he's the hardest. Sticky up, licky up.
Moses, there's a lot of grass out there. Like, I be telling you all the time.
Cut it, rake it. That's what you do.
Like,
yeah, like, this nigga always talking about his grass outside. Cut it, rake it.
I be working out with CJ again lately. Like, it's...
Blow it.
What?
Lee blower. You freak. All right,
you know, fuck Moses. What's up, Tamara? What's going on with you?
Yeah? Nothing much. What's
How's
up?
Life, man? What's life going on with you? You came to the podcast. You from Raleigh, right?
I'm from Nightdale.
Oh, my bad.
Nightdale.
Oh, she's Amarillo.
My bad.
Definitely Nightdale.
My bad. My bad.
Nightdale in the house.
What's the difference? Like, what do you mean?
What's popping in Nightdale?
Nightdale is more country than Raleigh. Really? Yeah. Raleigh is more so like the city.
Okay.
Oh, so you proud to be country?
Yes.
I'm not mad at
okay,
that.
Okay, yeah.
I just heard it.
Yes.
Like,
I'm proud to be from the country. I don't want to be from the city.
There's a lot of things to do, right?
Nightdale grew from when I first, like, was there. I mean, I've been there all my life, so.
Okay.
I seen it when it was, like, sticks and stuff. And then we got Target, Starbucks.
Oh, we so, got Target.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. We evolved around
Chick-fil-A.
Here.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm like, yo, Target made it popping.
It did, though.
In Nightdale.
Target the store.
You know what I hate about, like, when you little, like, it was whack there, but now you get older. It's like stuff popping. It's like, damn, I wish I had that when I was younger. Did you ever feel like that?
No, but like now my thing is like house stuff. Like other stuff don't like excite me, but like,
yeah.
Oh, I got this new bathroom set.
Okay.
Like decorating the kids' rooms, like stuff like that made me happy now.
How's motherhood for you?
It's great.
How many children?
Two.
Look, I said children. I'm snitching all over the place.
I know.
Is that what it is that makes you like more, you know, like stuff at the house? Because you ain't trying to be funny. People, you know, some people be like, damn, she used to be popping, like to go out. Now you just like, you know, let's get shower curtains. I like these towels over here. Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
It's a nice blender. Like, yeah. Like. Not no regular coffee pot. I got a Keurig. Like, you know,
I got a Keurig.
Oh, this coffee do everything. What?
I had a Keurig and an air fryer. Yeah. It's lit.
Like, oh yo. Love them air fryers.
Hold on, what was you saying earlier? What you put in the air fryer again? Oh, the swordfish?
Swordfish.
You do not put swordfish in air fryer. Don't do that.
I can cook it any type of way.
I know, but don't.
I can do anything with this air fryer. Don't tell me.
Put the fucking swordfish in the air fryer, yo.
Why? It has a seafood button.
That's a seafood button.
I put anything in there.
I didn't even pay no attention to that on my air fryer.
Yeah, because you just push chicken.
Put chicken, shrimp. Seafood.
Yeah, you put shrimp in there and put chicken.
It's a button for bacon.
Why my shrimp keep burning up? This air fryer don't work with shit.
So fuck cancer. And we're gonna talk some shit today. You know how we do over here, motherfucking Dirty Water Podcast.
Talk some shit.
Talk a little shit, bro.
I think we do that all the time. I think our audience knows nothing new.
No,
are you talking shit? Okay, something new.
Look, we lost the hour. How you feel about that?
I lost the hour?
You didn't realize how the time went forward, bro?
Oh, I'm scared. Let's get this money. Lost the hour and I fucked up my money, man.
Yo, you don't understand how work is coming sooner now for Monday? Like, that's why I'm like, that shit's trash, yo.
Yeah, niggas be hating.
But it's going to be light more.
I'm just laughing. People at work and just putting shit on. I hate my life.
That's not funny though. That's not funny. That's not funny, man.
That's how everybody feels. Like, I hate my life, right?
You know, you shouldn't have to hate your life out here. You should have to hate your life.
Don't worry, man. Something different coming. That's all I'm saying.
I didn't know if you took advantage of the time or not. You know what I mean? Like, I'm done with this thing.
I didn't. Nobody
okay,
cares,
what did you man. Do? Extra time? Did you take extra shower? Like what? I got extra time.
Extra sleep, nigga.
Okay.
Like, what you mean? Extra sleep. Let me get some rest off of this one.
Yeah, you a dreamer.
We lost an hour.
Oh, yeah, y'all right. My bad.
Yeah, so you just saying a whole bunch of nothing.
We gained an hour, so I got extra sleep.
Right. Shut
the
up.
The audience
baby.
Like, this. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. This is why I got to defend you everywhere I go.
Yeah, no, I didn't like that shit you said to my brother, bro. I ain't like that shit. I didn't
what
like
you mean?
Talking about.
I do. I look out.
No, what you say?
I got to look out for him. I do shit I don't like, you know, to protect you. It's pissing me off. Everybody's tired of it. CJ tired of it. Dave tired of it. We
CJ
fucking crying,
me.
Nigga. Nick, grown man shouldn't be
Dave
crying.
Dave loves me.
Grown man shouldn't be crying. Especially about another nigga we got to go through. Damn, man. Look, it's fucking shit up.
What? Bro, I be chilling, man.
You come in here. It's cold in here. Fuck, we got to change the atmosphere.
All right, you know what? Yo, fuck this. Yo, Tamara, how's marriage life?
We don't got no cups.
Wed. You're a newlywed.
We don't got no cups. We got to go get cups. My feet cold. Who get him some socks?
Who's the one saying, yo, close the door? It's cold in here. Mm-hmm. I got the heat going. Fuck, what are you talking about, Moses?
It was warm
in here,
and you still was sweating. Yeah, it's shining right now.
So
go ahead
Tamara,
and ask the question.
So, yeah, so how's marriage life?
Looking marriage
like,
life
looking
is...
like the golden child.
Yeah.
I want the knife. Please.
That's a clap.
Yeah, he's done. He like the golden child, like little Chinese kid. Oh, you. You from Tibet. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Tibet.
He's not sorry. He's not sorry at all, man. He's not sorry at all. Yeah, so how you enjoying marriage life, man? You newlywed?
I love marriage life. I've been married
almost
a year.
You know, you the one I talked about, you know, you married a truck driver and shit, and I was talking shit.
Mm. He is a truck driver.
You know what I'm saying?
Do you go around saying, I married, bitch. Go to people, ain't married. Yeah, bitch, I'm married.
Yeah, like, do you, like, go to other women and be flashing your ring in their face? Like,
no.
Hurt new girls' feelings and shit. Like, you ain't got married yet? Damn.
I know you single. I know you single.
Like, nah.
Beyonce
like,
said he like it, put a ring on it.
No, I correct people when they be like, your boyfriend or something. I'm like, no, that's my husband. Like,
oh, yeah, that's, yo,
I do. That,
yeah, you trying
like,
to be funny.
Like, put some respect on him. That's my husband.
That's
yeah.
a cutthroat thing. Like, when
you
tell
but you know what's real
husband.
About that? That lets you know she really loved that nigga, though.
Yeah.
And do.
You know what I mean? Like, she putting respect on
I'm
that
sure
shit.
I'm sure you do the same thing.
When
like, you know, your girlfriend?
Like,
no, this is my wife.
Right.
Bitch. Right. Yo. Yo, I get married. I'm going to be a fool, yo. Yeah, I'm married, bitch. Going to.
So, but how is it like, you know, because he's a truck driver, so he be away. You know what I mean? Is it lonely sometimes? You think the nigga cheating sometimes?
No, I
okay.
don't. Know.
Okay, okay.
He
okay.
don't give me, he's never given me those vibes. It's not like, oh, I got to worry, you know, like what he out here doing, you know, who he with.
Okay.
No, like, he always answer if I call. Like, and most of the time, like, he can be in a different state where the time zones is different. He's still going to pick up. So it's not one of them things. Or yeah. like, if he don't, like, he'll text me and be like, hey, I'm going to call you right back or something like that.
Yeah.
But it is different because I'm home with the kids, like, 3 weeks out of the month. And then he comes home, like, only for, like, a week. And then he got to go back out. But, I mean, I respect it. He get money. So I'm not gonna tell somebody, you know, how to not get their money because that's me.
Taking care of home.
Yeah, that's what you got to do, though, I feel like. So
I love it.
But not like when he be places and it be like a lady at the loading dock or the pickup dock or something like that. And she like be talking to my but like,
they
what the hell
be,
is she talking about?
Yeah, they
tell
be
your wife on the phone.
Tell her your wife.
He be like, it's an old ass lady. I don't care. Grandma can get it too. Like,
so you want to be grandma?
Let me tell you. Why you want to be like leave grandma?
Why, when you got that trust though, it's like
still because like, I know how females are.
Because his best friend was like, look, you know, I don't want to talk to her. Like, stop, please stop it. I can't tell this lady. Please stop talking to me.
No, boy, you can tell that lady. Yo, back up.
Yo, like, you're doing a lot. Chill
you
out.
You've been nice, but I think it's the way you follow yourself. You know what I'm saying? You don't ask too much. Hey, how you doing? Okay.
Yeah.
Have a nice day, ma'am. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Sorry I'm on the phone with my wife. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the way to do
but
it.
But you're not sorry you on the phone with your wife? Hmm? You're not sorry you're on the phone with your wife. Hey, yo.
No, tell them.
I'm busy.
I'm saying to keep talking. So I'm just letting you know, look, sorry, I can't talk.
I don't want no smoke with you.
That's what I'm saying.
Nah, but you know, like, sometimes they don't even, you know, truckers, they married to their headsets.
Yes.
Like, they don't even got to be in their truck and they got their headsets on.
Yeah.
So sometimes they don't even realize you're on the phone. They think that's just like an accessory piece.
Yeah.
They don't really thinking, he on the phone, she on the phone, my bad. And 9 times out of 10, they really just be trying to do their jobs.
Yeah, so. And that's the thing, like, do their jobs and go home, man. Because, look, it's a long-ass road, so.
I will say this about homie, though. I do like him for you. That's Unk, because, like, you know me. Like, you done had some niggas. And I ain't like them niggas. I ain't shit. We here partying. I don't want to hear your bullshit.
You had
some niggas. Yo.
Here you go. I didn't like them niggas.
Nah, what was my man in Charlotte when I was trying to get some tickets? Friend.
Who are you, pussy?
My man in Charlotte when I was trying to get some tickets. I talked about it on the pod before. He was like, yo, I can get these tickets. We there. We get there. And then we still buy tickets off the street.
Trash.
You introduced me to this individual. No, I'm just saying. That's what I'm saying. You got some trash ones out here, man.
Trash.
Should have beat him up too.
Shoulda.
You should.
Yo. It'd be so funny though when people are like, yeah, you coulda. I don't care.
No, because a nigga said, yo, no, we can get the tickets. I got my son. Like, you know what I mean? I'm trying to go to a Charlotte Hornets. Oh, I'll get you the tickets. It's nothing. Man, we get there. I linked up with homie because this is.
See, that's why I need to be there.
Here we go.
Because me and Dave help you make smart decisions. Because homie. What
Dave has nothing Hold to on. Do with what you're talking
homie,
about. Yo.
What did homie say again?
He said he get the tickets for me.
Scammer.
And what did he say? After that?
No. Shout out to the scammers.
No,
but you was trash for that one, nigga.
No, he said, you know what he's saying? I got you.
Yeah, he. Yeah.
And I went all the way. Did he look at you in the eyes or did he look down?
This was text messaging.
Oh, yeah, you fucked up.
Yeah, you stupid.
I got you. That bitch lied.
I thought he loved
that
her.
That nigga lied.
I thought he loved her.
Huh? He loved her, not you, nigga.
Yeah.
He did not love me either.
Oh, damn.
Well, yeah, maybe he did.
Wow. He loved me. Fuck him.
Why you feel like he didn't love him?
He didn't. He was trash. If somebody loved you, they wouldn't do the things that they do or make you feel a certain type of way. That's why I'm grateful for my husband, because he never made me feel no type of way. He take care of home. Like, it's no
we
trust
good.
Issues.
Yeah.
We good.
Right.
We locked in for life.
Right,
do you feel like some people do stupid shit because they can't help it?
Of course.
Like, they, you know what I'm saying? Like, they try. Like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody been through the person that you be like, what the fuck is wrong with this motherfucker? Like,
they
got somebody
the right
good, but
person.
They keep doing stupid shit.
They ain't met the right person, or they just don't care about people or themselves, period. Because you making an image for yourself.
Yeah.
But, okay. Like, if you meet the right person, they're going to make you change your ways. If you really care, then you really going to change your ways.
Okay.
If not, you're just going to be like, fuck them. I'm going to keep dogging them out like I'm doing.
That can't happen. That can't happen. Sometimes I feel like it might be too late, because some people can go through some shit and lose somebody and be like, damn, I done fucked up. So it might change them.
Most,
a lot of them don't give a fuck.
Most dudes only find that out when it's too late, because it takes a girl or a woman.
Why
it
gotta
takes
be
them,
most dudes?
Because it's true, though. It takes most dudes longer to realize, oh, I fucked up. I should have did this. But by that time you actually see it, she already got 2 feet out the door. She don't care no more. She not turning back around.
Yeah.
Yeah, it happens a lot.
It does. But it happens another way around, too.
It be happening.
I think it goes That's both why, ways.
It go both ways. It'll just be a lesson. It's a lesson you're going to have to learn, though. You know what I'm saying? You have to take in that. Even if you lose it. You know what I'm saying? If you really love that person and care about that person, let them go.
I get that.
A dude couldn't handle the same heartbreak he give a woman.
Oh my God. Oh. Here we go, yeah.
It might be, but nah.
Who's to say we don't experience that too though?
Like, talk that shit, Dave, please.
I don't think so.
Y'all might not show it then.
It's the same thing. Yeah, like, right. You can't say that because y'all might not show it. You done been around a dude, like, you done seen him hurt and you not care because you know you got to stay strong. You see what I'm saying? Like, you look him in his face and you know he hurt, but you like, I'm good. And you might, like, be tempted. Damn, I should. But you don't. Because you already know, like, if I do that, I already know the bullshit. I done been through that. You done had chances. You know, strike three. Come on. God damn, I can't go to four. You know, I can't do four. You know, like, I can't, you know what I mean? I done been through that, like, you know what I'm saying?
No, so, I get it.
That's why I said, like, you know, niggas do hurt. Yo, you know what I mean? We done seen it. Yo, I seen a lot of niggas, you know what I'm saying? No, yeah, I've been one, so.
Niggas just don't cry out in the world, that's so. We just don't cry in public.
You go in the corner.
So what's that, be in the shower crying?
You go home.
Yeah. You cry by yourself.
Yeah. Or the home. I ain't gonna lie, some real niggas will cry their homeboy, but not really.
Yeah, ain't nobody got time for that.
You tell them, like, what's going on. What that cry is about, too, though. If you cry to your homeboy, it depends on what that crying
is. I'm not saying bust not crying. What I'm saying is, like, chum situation.
Hold up. Are niggas crying to their homeboys about their girls?
Some niggas will.
I know some
especially
niggas
if that's their brother. If that's their real brother, goes, man, God, man, fucked up.
Nah, I don't know.
Over this stupid raggedy bitch. What's so funny, the bitch is raggedy after you done fucked up. She been lit the whole time. You ain't got me a new bitch. She looking good. That nigga like, oh, this raggedy bitch. Fucked up my whole life. I can't see my kids.
Oh my God, man. I don't know, man. You guys, I don't know. I can't hang with you, bro.
Nigga be all fucking hurt.
Who the niggas you know? Huh? Who are these niggas you know, bro?
Like, you know some niggas. Stop playing.
All right, you right.
Don't blame right, shit on
right,
me.
You're everybody right, you're knows. You right, you're right.
Everybody been through some shit. If you ain't been through no shit, you ain't live no life.
But do y'all ever go to y'all homeboys and be like, yo, this is a scenario. Did I fuck up or nah?
You got to tell the truth.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be funny.
Nah,
I'm not trying to be funny. If that's your homeboy, tell the truth.
Yeah.
You got some niggas, don't get it wrong, that will come up to you and you know the bullshit. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I see her with a dude, you know. Sure, I tried to talk to you. You been talking to this damn girl. Shut the fuck up with your stupid ass. I done seen you. You done told me already. He done forgotten and told you 2 weeks ago. You about somebody new next week. I mean, I don't know why she tripping. Nigga, come on. But this is hard.
It's hard. It's different.
A real nigga would get it out of it like, bro, what's wrong, bro? You ain't acting right.
It just depends on who the bro is.
Like, nigga's a rap.
We go to
when
the bros.
When a nigga be like, bruh, what's wrong, bruh?
We go to the bros.
Like a fucking kid, and you ask him, what happened? Same thing. Nigga do the same shit. Listen.
Moses, when's the last time you did that, bro?
Nigga ain't telling the whole story.
Really?
Damn.
I'm not telling the story.
Damn, you
tell the real story.
But Moses, when's the last time you did that, bro? You cried to your homie about your situation.
It's been a long time ago, bro. You don't, after you deal with shit like that, you don't cry because you make better decisions. If you still crying, what the fuck? I'm not trying to
real shit.
You know, some, I'm not trying to be funny. Everybody be choosing the wrong person. You just lust it. You don't try to get the one that's right for you. That's all I'm saying.
Well, listen, man. Shout out to the motherfuckers out here worrying about gas. You niggas out here that I seen a nigga on the side of the road with a Benz.
You said shots out to what?
To the niggas that need gas.
How you know he needed gas? This shit might have been fucked up.
You just laughing.
Okay.
At
okay, laughing. Dave. Well, let me paint the scenario for
you.
You
a mean nigga. Like, no, yo, worry. You need gas? Ha ha. I'm driving.
The nigga was pouring gas inside of the Benz.
Okay, well, say that then, nigga.
Like, so shout out to the niggas that need gas, because it's like, yo, that 93 shit is real. Let's be real. Like, the Benz need 93. Oh, he the got, 93 shit is real.
He got out
the Why the fuck are you out here driving the Benz when you can't afford the gas in it? These niggas out here wearing designer and shit, I don't get it.
They scammers. He can't scam that.
Shout
week.
Out to the scammers.
Nobody's expecting.
Shout out to the scammers.
Nobody expected these prices to be what they are.
No, nigga, you knew that shit was low, nigga. Why you ain't get? You in a Benz? Get the gas, nigga. If you got. You supposed to have it. It was an older Benz. I ain't gonna lie. It was an older one.
Yo, my niggas, live your life.
So was it a younger dude or was like?
I was driving by. I couldn't.
I was gonna say, you know, maybe he got his tax refund.
I don't know what it is.
Live your life. My car in E right now. I can put some gas in it.
Did you is not, our drinks on but, you? Is our drinks on you, Dave?
What? We did you not, on did e you not hit, on? He'll wipe me down.
Shut up.
Oh, gas no, tank no. on E.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. That's what I was
Everything's
asking Dave.
On me.
No.
I thought it was on Dave.
Just because of you know what I'm saying?
Hey, I said it's on E. I
don't mean
the
nigga got it. Right, you just being stupid. I'ma drive this shout motherfucker.
Shout out to all my $15 at a time niggas, man. We out here. $10. You know what I mean? Take that.
Shout
I get
out
the head,
on my $2.50.
And I deal with the rest of it later.
I can only put $2 on.
You know what I mean? Now $2 ain't getting you nowhere now, dude.
At all.
Not when it's $5 a gallon.
That's not even that's not even a half a gallon.
I seen it. Man.
$3. I'm chilling in my smart car. Don't worry about it, man.
Get the electric car.
That might be the next move.
That's what they're trying to push.
And you gotta pay for a dock station, and then everywhere you go, you gotta make sure you got a dock station.
Everywhere is a dock station now. It's 2022. It's a dock station everywhere.
I guess I don't be looking for them because I don't need a dock.
Nah, you need gas. You one of them niggas that need gas.
But see, that's the
it
thing.
Was on my Dave. It was on E this morning, but I put some gas in there.
Yeah. So you good now?
Had to make it to my appointment on time.
Nah, see, I'm saying? Got to get shit done.
So I wanted to ask y'all, what's wrong with a man wearing Chanel?
What's wrong there?
I seen Fab post on his Instagram story. He said he got addressed as a baddie by his homies because he had on Chanel.
Duke,
and I'm not gonna lie, I probably would have joked like, "Yo, Moses or Dave or CJ, whatever, y'all niggas got on some Chanel." I'm a clown y'all about that. I think that's for the women, bro.
I ain't clowning on no nigga with no outfit on that costs more than my outfit. That's just me. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's out of my tax bracket, and you, okay. I'm not worried about what that nigga wear.
I'm not neither. I'm saying, yeah, would you wear Chanel? If you had the money to afford Chanel, would you wear Chanel? Is that if one of your go-tos?
If it would, listen, that ain't my tax bracket. That ain't one of my, none of that shit is my go-to. But if they had some fly shit, they had some fly shit, my nigga. What you talking about?
I be
about?
Thinking Chanel ain't for the women. You bought a Chanel bag. You bought a.
That's a bag. Chanel make a lot of stuff. They got Louis bags. They got Louis shirts. They got Louis belts.
I know.
They got
my
Louis
go-to
shoes.
Would be Louis. You know what I mean? With some shit.
It'd be all right.
He said the homie said he was a baddie.
That's
man.
A funny joke though.
No, that's what I was saying.
Definitely a funny joke.
Like I would said the same thing. I'm like, but, oh, this is baddie.
But
ass
I can
nigga,
I
man,
can guarantee you, I can guarantee you his friends can afford that outfit too.
Bro,
me,
I'm
I wouldn't say. No,
could,
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Yeah, no,
I wouldn't do it. Me personally, right. That's why I don't give a shit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You can wear it. It's a funny joke though.
Okay.
Definitely funny.
What you gotta say, Moses?
Definitely funny.
What I gotta say?
What you got to say, bro?
What do I got to say? I wear what the fuck I want.
Right.
There you go.
Right. Okay. And I'm not mad at that because you can.
How much ever it costs is, you know, I can do that.
Right.
I agree with that. With. You know what I'm saying? That's your homies. Your homies always going to pick on you every time.
Right.
It's the same shit when you were little. Look at these niggas and these niggas. So what?
Now you can have some fly
I'm not
shit
doing
on
it for the
and they going to joke on you.
Doing it for the bitches.
That's a fact.
Fuck is you talking about? That's what you tell them. I'm doing it for the bitches, ain't for you.
I'm not listening to these niggas, but Tamara, is Fab a baddie for wearing Chanel?
No.
Let's ask a woman.
No. I think, I mean, like Dave said, Louis make bags, Chanel make bags, they both make clothes. Is it because of the logo? Is it because of the double C's?
I look at it like, I compare. I like, yo, you wouldn't see me in a Michael Kors shirt or a Michael Kors watch. Like, you get what I'm saying?
But
like,
why though?
I put why?
To me, it's just joking. Like you fancy. You know what I'm saying? Just your homeboy's joking. Like
I think
fancy.
that's for women. Like, you know what I mean? That's y'all thing.
Even though they got stuff for men.
Yeah, but the name to me is for women.
Even though it says Michael.
Even though it says Michael. That's funny.
See, that's the thing. He don't know. He's just worrying about the Chanel. It's Chanel. You just seen half of it. You got to know the
Even
fashion.
Even though it says Michael.
Huh? You got to know fashion.
It's got a dude name on it. I'm saying, though, like.
You got to know fashion.
Most of the stuff is made by men.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
True. He don't understand that. He got to know fashion.
I don't know fashion.
See what he wearing.
I'll be honest, I don't know fashion.
Fat wanted to fly his niggas out, man.
Yeah. It's hard
for him to put anything on that he looked bad in.
He doing his thing.
The nigga be wearing some, you know, I know the high waters is in, but I ain't into the high waters.
I'm not
be wearing the high waters.
Ankle pants.
Okay, that's your little spin on it. That's cool. But you know what I mean? When the tide is rising, the pants go up. Those is high waters.
High waters are ankle pants?
Right.
Yeah, it's like the new style now, ankle pants.
But they call them ankle pants.
Yeah.
I'm going to just stick to my sweats. It's cool.
I call them the flood is coming. You know what I mean? When the flood coming, you got to hike your shirt. So you know what I mean? Your jeans don't get up. You know what I mean?
Everybody got their own style. I just call it socks.
Yeah, niggas want to show your socks.
Yeah, you want to show off your Tom Fords.
Call them the peekaboos. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Look at my
show
ankles.
Show your socks a little bit.
Peekaboo. Yeah. I've been working
Where
on
do
my,
you niggas come up with this
I've been working
shit,
on my ankles. What? That's what niggas do. Look at my ankles. A lot of chicks attract the ankles.
Oh, yeah? That's what the bitches like? Their ankles?
Look at them ankles.
I wanted to ask y'all if y'all wanted to ever go skiing. I want to go skiing. Come on, let's do it.
Why?
See, so why even... always got to be a reason behind something?
No.
Live your life,
this
King.
Is what I'm saying.
Live your fucking life,
I told
life,
your brother
King.
I'm looking out for you. The way your body is set up is not made for skiing. You can't dance. If you can't dance, what the fuck you think you gonna be on there trying to ski for?
Why you worry about my body?
I got
body?
To look after you.
Why you worry about my
and
body?
And goddamn, oh god,
Shout
here
out,
you go.
Yo, why you worry about my body? Shout out to
look,
CJ,
Jeff,
we back in the gym.
That's
Shout
all
out to
I can
CJ,
see.
We back in the gym. Why you worry about my body, nigga? Shut up. Don't worry about me.
Your arm is gonna be really swinging
man,
in the air.
Worry about my fucking
Your arm
body.
Is gonna be swinging in the air. Oh, Jeff.
I think I pulled a muscle too. CJ, yo, you fucked me up somewhere, CJ. I put a muscle, so I can't raise my shit like I'm
Don't
supposed
talk
to.
Like that on here.
I'm sorry.
That's what I'm talking about. I gotta save your ass every fucking. I'm not doing it, Dave. I'm stressed the fuck out, bro. Well, CJ worked me out. That's what CJ. CJ is looking at you like, nigga, no. I did not work you out. Like, say we, you know what I'm saying? Workout partners. Huh?
All right, let's go.
Huh? Stop, dude. You did your job. You did your job.
Let's go skiing, bro. Come on. Let's go skiing, man. Let's go. Why not?
Because me and
what
CJ and
lose?
Dave got to be. We can't have fun because we got to look after you. You know how hard that
I'll
is?
I'll be all right.
You timid. You scared of bears and that. All kinds of shit is
there's
out
no
there.
Bear in, yo, there's no bear in.
Polar
out
bear
there.
Come smack your stupid ass right up.
I ain't think about the polar bear.
Nigga, there's bears. There's bears where they have like Colorado and shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
There's bears
I didn't
out
think
there.
About the polar bear.
Oh, it's barely
I
not.
Didn't say no polar bears.
So then say that's what you scared of, Moses. You scared, nigga. I'm adventurous. We out. Let's go. Hop your bitch ass on the plane. Let's go. Colorado, we skiing. Tamara, we skiing?
No.
Right.
God damn
Listen,
it.
Listen, I go.
It's a lot of things I do, but I ain't skiing. Yeah. That's a lot.
I go to be a nigga, like, just to dress up, have a nice outfit on.
Take a picture?
You know what I mean? Take
That's
a couple
it.
Pictures.
I
want to
ski
mean?
With
the
joint in my mouth.
That's like,
you know what I mean?
Snap a flip.
I
want to
ski
Real
with
quick.
The joint in my mouth.
It's like no. bungee what? Jumping on.
You ain't really trying to ski.
I'm not doing that either. If I want to do that, I would have went
to
the
You just live your life. No, you live your
life. You want to be nigga? You want to do nigga shit too.
I'm smart.
I'm definitely going to do nigga shit. That's the whole purpose of going. Anywhere I go,
man.
You have to do nigga shit nigga. When you a nigga.
Fuck. Do you realize that like you're going like down slope, so you're gonna be going like fast as hell?
He's not going anywhere. That's the thing. gonna be on his back rolling around.
I was just getting ready to say, as soon as it gets scary, I'm tumbling. I'm gonna tumble.
You gotta
over.
Do it. You
slide down. You gotta slide down.
What's wrong with his break? Hand? Why his hands like that? Niggas gonna think he's doing a dance.
Rolling around.
And then I gotta go save
him. Again, right?
What are you doing?
I told you I can do it.
So no skydiving, no skiing.
No, because you're going to be dirt.
Y'all don't want to rock climb? Y'all like, what the fuck y'all want to do as a fam? We dirty water family in this bitch.
You talking about
what do you guys want to do?
In the building? We can rock climb in the building. I'm not really rock climbing. Why you want to waste your life?
Nigga,
on
you got
not wasting life. That's living.
Nigga, how you going to rock climb? You got one foot bigger than the other. That shit ain't going to work.
Why are you telling my business?
Little foot.
Why are you telling my business,
Come
Dave?
On, little foot.
They you telling my business.
You got to learn how to crawl.
I'm the snitch around here, though.
You got to crawl.
This shit's crazy.
Dave, you got to crawl. That's body movement. Right. This body's not made for that. How you going to try to get up there? Your other leg got to get up.
Shut the fuck up, nigga.
And then what I got to do?
Shut the fuck
grab
up.
Grab his stupid ass.
Come on, short
Dave, put
toe.
Him down there.
Right.
CJ don't even want to rock climb. Why you want
to
rock climb, CJ?
Because
I got to catch you.
Right.
Again, I got to catch you.
I'll come to the conclusion that I'm just
this
going.
This is my workout. Catching
I'm going
you every
wherever
day.
I want to go by myself. Fuck these niggas, man. They don't want to do nothing adventurous. They
we want to do stuff, but we got to watch out for you.
They don't want to jump out of
I'm
helicopters.
I'm scared when we was playing basketball.
They don't want to jump out of helicopters. They don't want to go down mountains. They don't want to do shit. They don't want to go in the ocean. Yeah, you don't even want to fly. You don't get on a boat. I'm
you
sick
know,
of you niggas.
You swim?
Yeah, with floaties. With floaties, nigga, yes.
I want to go down the ocean with floaties.
Yo, right, yo, when I went to Hawaii, bro, oh my God, I was drunk, was on the fucking the surfboard trying to paddle.
I can
fell
see
fell over. I like, it switched over. Like, yo, homie was, came over and said, you all right? I'm like, yo, I'm good. Like, I had to keep my manhood. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm fine.
He was all fucked up.
He noticed that, like, yo, you out of this. Like, you need to go. I had to get back to shore.
He was
man.
Almost a fucking beach whale on the fucking
shore. I had to get back to shore real fast.
What about swimming with dolphins? That's on my bucket list.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm with all the smoke. These niggas don't want to do shit. They don't even watch shows.
Are you serious?
Swimming with the dolphins? Yeah.
We can listen.
Listen, Linda, listen.
His coronation ain't right. I don't give a fuck if you
Why
do
you
gotta grab
about
something.
Me? Why is it worth
the way his body is set up, he be the lost in dolphin be like, rah. I don't wanna fuck with him.
He's gonna drown the dolphin.
And dolphins, yeah, they you know.
Wait, what? So,
they don't like light skinned niggas. Every time you see it, they get humped or they get thrown off.
What? What?
And being him, he don't know how to, you know.
I wouldn't know how to handle that, right? I had to kill a dolphin after
that's
that,
That's
right?
You like, fuck-ass dolphin, you trying to beat up the dolphin.
And then Peter would be after me on some bullshit. Mm-hmm. So, like, no.
Flip would be whooping your ass. That's what the fuck
happened. Rest in peace, Dolph, man.
Round three.
Rest in peace, Dolph, man.
Yeah.
Hey,
why you...
What?
Because I said Flipper, you said Dolph.
Yeah, we were talking about dolphins. Right, okay. Yeah, come on.
This is funny. You just came.
Why
over
you? You don't even listen to Dolph. It don't even matter. You don't listen to Dolph.
What are you talking about?
Don't worry about it. Benny's album, man. Benny's
Breach.
Benny's project, man.
You look like a Benny.
Uh huh. But I get it. Nah. Benny's Tanner Talk 4.
Mm.
Have you heard it, Moses Davis?
Yes. Do you like it?
I love it.
Yeah, we know.
It was hard. I mean,
I love it.
I like Diddy was on it.
I like that too.
I like Diddy was on it.
10 more crack commandments. I like it. Stop posting on social media.
How did you listen to it? I really hate to ask.
On repeat.
Okay. I did want to ask.
Why?
Because you know how you get when you listen to music. You take off your shirt and your wife beater and you swing your chain around, walk around the room like you a rapper. You know.
Oh. Well, you know, it was 12 a.m. and you know the kids were asleep. Yeah, I
was you drunk?
I had a little,
oh my god,
I had a little
stop.
Bit of tequila. You know what I'm saying? And I jumped around in my room. I blasted it. I definitely did that. Yeah, I did. It was me. What you want me to do? You want me to lie to you? I'm not here to lie on the pod. See, that'd be the problem. Y'all come here and lie. I don't lie.
I'm looking at it because me and Dave can see you. Nobody can.
I'm sick of you including Dave in your stories about me. How about that? Leave Dave out of shit. He ain't say nothing.
We're going to laugh about this after the podcast.
Tanner Talk 4, Buffalo, Eastside, fire to me.
Tupac.
Yeah, that's your hug.
It's on repeat. I like the way he set the tone with the J. Cole joint. And it was out of there from there, man. I love it. Keep talking that talk, Benny. I love that shit.
Keep talking
that talk, Benny. I'm waiting for the merch. I got to buy some merch off of that shit, yo.
Yo, shut up. Can you make a 5 or 10?
Huh?
A chick or a dude, you know what I'm saying, looking like a 5. Can you make him a 10?
You make him into a 10?
Yeah, stupid.
Yeah.
Now.
That.
I ain't talking about no butt shots. I'm going to get us butt shots. That's a 10. My face ain't winning. Nobody want to go in.
Well, to be honest with you, I'll be real with you. I think a lot of that comes with what you eat, though. Like, you eat your fruits and your veggies and drink your water. That's going to help your clear skin and how you, you know what I mean?
That's what you do. If you drink your water and fruit, you will get clear skin.
Right. That's your stupid ass.
Stick is crazy.
You'll be a 10.
Why? Yeah.
What else they gotta do? Work out.
Okay. Yes, work out.
Depends on what your criteria is. Yeah. You know?
Okay, I'm with that.
You talking about physically or a 10 as in.
No, because you have to mentally be a 10. That, yeah, I mean, exactly. That helps too.
That adds to everything. You know what I mean? Depends on what you're talking about.
I feel like you can only be a 10. And yeah, you get the body work got to be good.
Cause you get,
but
you
the
get,
intellect gotta be I good think, too.
I'm gonna say this:
and communication gotta
I don't
be
think
good.
You were, I don't think you attend until you go through something anywhere.
That's the way you feel.
Yeah, you gotta live. You gotta experience some shit.
So you saying everybody's like a 1 till they go through something?
No. That's not what.
Motherfucker, you a 1.
What I'm
you,
saying I think in the long, you don't get into a 10 until the long run, until you go through something. You can have a pretty face, but you might not mentally be there, and then you mentally get there. You know what I'm saying? And then you physically work on whatever you want to.
It's a
and
lot then, of beautiful.
You know what I mean? I think you don't get there until
hell.
You go through some shit. You might get a heartbreak and you don't want to, I'm not going to move like that the next time. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. That's how I look at the shit.
Nigga, just because you went through some shit don't mean you're going to change.
Well, that's too.
Somebody can tell you.
Yeah, you got to change.
Somebody can tell you they've been through some shit.
We just said it. Somebody not give a fuck.
Changes,
how you still make him a 10? They don't make him a 10.
I'm thinking that helps.
Get your personality up. You still a 6.
A bitch can have the baddest body ever.
Why she gotta be a bitch, Dave?
Oh, I'm just talking.
I know.
Just talking.
I'm up there.
You said bitch earlier.
A young lady could have.
You snitching, Moses.
The baddest body.
a black queen.
With a terrible attitude. And that'd knock like 3-4 points off her alone. You know what I mean?
Real quick.
There you go. And I'm sure, you know, vice versa.
But I think you still can be, you can be up to it. With Moses, can you turn a 5 into a 10 or a 6 into a 10? I think it's possible.
Yeah, just lower your standards a little bit. You worry about the wrong thing. Sometimes your criteria, you need to put yourself. You know what I mean?
Hey, bro, this is about a 5.
Sometimes you just need to be counting. Sometimes you just need to be counting up to 8. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And you talking about shorty a 5, nigga, that's 3 points away from. Being
I mean,
lit.
Sometimes you gotta be cool you know with the 7. You gotta be cool with the 8. And be happy.
But then you can't complain.
Well, I'm with you on that too. That's
you
why I said be happy.
If that's the case, you can't complain and you can't be out looking for better.
You just tell the other niggas.
I'm with you.
Yo, at least she a 5. She ain't no 4. Shit. You see old boy, bro? She a folk. Ain't no one. That's a folk. I haven't seen it. That's folk.
Folk, no possible. Yeah. No
possible. I don't even. I look down every straight time I come up.
Straight bars. Shorty straight bars. You know what I mean?
She asked me. I could look up. I said, no, ma'am.
Listen, shout out to the fours. There's everybody. Yeah. There's a four out there for you. You know what I mean? And y'all together, y'all make eight. Y'all winning.
Like I said, y'all winning.
You get double up as soon as y'all get together. Had them kids. Beautiful kids.
I wanted to ask.
Kids. No.
I hate this niggas. I wanted to ask you how y'all feel about Russia. They shutting down Instagram over there.
Fuck Russia. No, I'm just.
God damn.
I was drunk. I don't want to say
what? That. Oh, we're going to blame on alcohol.
Yeah, I was drunk.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going on over there, but they
doesn't
might
that sound wild though. Like they gonna shut down Instagram for people. They ain't gonna be able to connect with each other the way. Like what you mean?
They gonna shut it down for ban the Russia, app.
Russia ban the app.
Yeah, they gonna ban the whole entire app. Yeah. No communication.
Yeah,
but you know, it is what it is. That's Putin. That's your man pushing P. He tripping.
That's not my man's, Dave. Why you keep saying
pushing
that's my man's?
P tripping, man.
It's not my man.
Because you was Trump.
He got to control his people. He got to control the media. That's what Trump said about
America great again.
I told y'all T-Man would have wiped out Putin a long time ago.
Nigga, that was his homie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so then we really wouldn't have been in
that
this shit.
That was his homie, Pooty.
Pooty.
Little Pooty.
Young Pooty.
Pooty.
Yo, young
hey,
Pooty
coming
tripping,
through.
Yo.
But you fuck with Pootie.
Hmm.
You fuck with Pootie Tang.
Why the tie?
Right.
Send me time on the tippy tape.
Yeah, they talking about shutting down the whole Instagram, banning the app. You can't do shit. That's fucked up. I don't know. Like, damn. Millions of people. It's fucked up over there, man. We better not have no more like that over here in America. What could we do if we had a war?
A lot of scribes going to be fucked up. That's all I'm saying. How'd and then we could do about it.
How'd you feel like the shit was going on over here? Like, you just dropping missiles out of nowhere, nigga. Like, you go outside and next thing you know, your pop's car is just blown the fuck up from a missile. Shout, you know, because of
it's
Russia.
Time to do some Grand Theft Auto.
Scary, man.
Time to do some Grand Theft
Auto. I wouldn't
Grand
know what to
Auto.
Do.
Get up out of there.
Just got to load up, you know what I mean? Get
we
somewhere
have,
safe.
But you ain't got no missile at the crib to shoot back, bro?
I got no missiles. I got some bullets, so.
Yes. I'm doing something.
I ain't gonna be helpless out here. If they dropping missiles, there ain't nothing I can do with my bullets. Yeah,
we
mean?
Close to Fort
if
Bragg.
They boots
and shit.
On the ground and shit. That's why I think we'd be at. You know what I mean?
I think that's why we fucked up.
They might, yeah,
we
I guess because they allowed
out
to.
Here.
I think they, well,
we
not gonna say they allowed
out
to.
There, bro. We good.
Because this is a big ass base down here too.
We good. We tripping. You over there scared right. of
them. He's gonna hold us down, man. They might hit Fort Bragg with a missile or something.
Yo, this nigga scared.
That's not good, Dave. If they hit Fort Bragg with a fucking missile. There's
quick little
good.
Missile, you know what I mean?
A little missile. There's nothing little about a missile.
We give up.
They gonna hit your place with a missile?
We get
up. You gonna act like a little bitch?
We give up, man.
You better strap man. Up.
The only nigga that had a missile was my man, what? Marlon Wayans on Don't Be a Miss in South Central drinking juice in the hood. Do we have a prize? The only nigga I knew that had a fucking missile out here.
Yeah, that's how you got to pull up.
In the mail truck.
Listen, when it's on, it's on. Ain't nothing we can do, man. It's on. You know what I mean?
I get it, man.
Is you going to ride or is you going to fold, nigga?
Well, listen, I got to load
why
up.
Why did I think
I'm
about DMX
up.
When you said that?
Heat is on.
Right.
I'm going to load up. Fuck it. I'm going to load up, man.
Go. Oh, my God. I ain't saying you go load up. You a shooter. You bodies on deck. Yeah, whatever.
Right.
Nobody never said anything like that. Like
you know, I don't get the strap. All right.
I didn't say nothing.
You, yeah, look like, you what's up with you, bro? What's up with you?
I don't
like,
have no strap. All
right, whatever, man. No with you. I know you assholes didn't listen to Lil Durk's album 7220. I did.
No, I didn't check it out. How was it, Gang Gang? I'm pretty sure it was popping, right? You dancing around. I'm pretty sure, like, you got shit popping. So, what did you like? Number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10? How many tracks on here?
Like 17.
Okay, who's
18,
featured on it?
Or 19.
Who produced it? Do you know that? That's what we're going to talk about, because I'm tired of talking about what you like. I'm going to talk about who's the producer, who did he collab with, and what was his mindset on the album.
About, first of all,
what was his mindset on the album?
Gang Gang.
Let me know.
It was Gang Gang. Whole album was Gang Gang.
Gang Gang?
And don't be put on the block list by your girl.
Oh, wow.
That's what I mean. You asked me, nigga. I'm telling you.
Did you enjoy the album?
I did. Shit's fire. Okay. I like it.
If you get on the block list, is that a problem?
It's trash. I don't think I've ever been on a block list, though.
Yeah, we know, nigga. You've been with your wife forever, nigga.
You couldn't even get.
I've never done anything.
Don't worry. You about experience.
Right.
A lot of blocks.
You back in the streets.
Block right now. Oh, man. Don't worry about it. You're going to be blocked the fuck up. Don't you gonna experience everything?
Jesus,
that's what you think,
Shaboobie.
That's how you think my life is going to be.
Fucking booby.
Man, check out that little Durk out, man.
How you
fuck
doing, Block? Like your lawn, Block.
Tamara, have you ever have to block a nigga?
Of course.
But he trying to get around it at least. Like,
does it feel good?
Of course. They no.
Does it feel good to block?
Of course. Especially when you do it mid text too, and they got the bubbles. You block them. Your message cannot be sent.
Nigga, yo. Hey, Jason, man.
I had to block a bitch one time. It's funny. I blocked her, right?
Why'd you block her, Dave?
It doesn't matter.
No, it matters.
That's neither here nor there. I blocked her, right? About a month later. She sent me a message through Cash App. She sent a request, and you know, like in the subject matter.
She typed
a fucking message in it.
What did the message say? I'm sorry.
That's neither here nor there.
How much she send you?
It was a request. It was a request.
Oh, it was a request.
You know what I mean? Sent a little request.
Nah, she was supposed to send some
money. It was a request from 4. I'm like, what?
So
long ass message too?
It worked too, because I spun the block. You know what I spun the block. I had to go see what it was about.
What you want?
Unblocked it real quick.
I got your message.
Yeah, you know what I mean, I got your message. That was clever. I like that.
What you want? You know what I want? Stop playing. You stupid.
Yeah. No, I could probably. Like I said, I can only imagine.
Blocking is fun.
I can imagine the block listers. Like,
oh, you think you? Oh,
no, I blocked the credit. Card people. Like, when they trying to,
around though, didn't they? I bet you they start calling you with that 9-1-1 area code.
I be blocking them niggas though. Once they be coming with the same number, I'm like, oh yeah, block. Don't worry about it. I give you that when I give it to you. It's rough out here, man. It's rough, man. I got kids. What you want me to do?
Man, I hit it with the hello and then make an answer machine. Hello.
Right.
Ha ha. You thought I was here? You stupid. You's a dumbass. But leave a message on my shit, bitch ass nigga. And then click.
And click. Yeah.
So it never, pussy. It never even beep. Nothing.
They talk, I got something. Yeah, shut up, pussy.
Nah, they gonna call right back though, Moses. They gonna call right back, bro.
They gonna get a different voicemail, huh?
Get the block on them.
The block.
That's funny.
Get the app, get the block on them.
Yo, so do y'all want to... Let's do the dumb nigga of the week, man. Dumb nigga of the week.
Okay, you do some dumb shit.
No, hold on. We're not talking about me this time. We're not talking about me this
time.
Well,
you were dressed. I was like, this is the dumbest.
Jussie time. Smollett.
Okay, what happened?
He got sentenced.
From Empower?
Like 150 days? Yeah.
That's your show, right?
Yeah, no.
Lucian.
Like Terrence Howard. I told you I did like Terrence Howard.
Yeah,
I did like that.
Thought you was lying. I'm gonna get a tattoo on my back.
All right.
I've never of a lion.
I'm a lion.
You need to put a line there.
I never said no shit like that. I never said nothing like that. I never said nothing like that. Why are you lying on him? His narrative is crazy.
I didn't iron it.
He was in there telling me.
I'm done with you. I'm fucking done with you.
Huh? You fucking with the right one. Stop smoking.
Jesse Smollett was telling the judge that he's not suicidal, and he repeated it, that he's not suicidal.
Okay, what's going on?
Why? In the psych unit now.
Oh, he is? Wow, so is the show off?
I just never thought the nigga was even thinking about going suicidal in the first place. And I'm like, I don't think they thought you was neither.
He said it because you know how people be dying in jail.
Right.
And they don't have no like first past of, medical history or nothing like that.
Your crime ain't even big enough for you. I don't think
nobody care about
it's
you,
not
nigga.
About the crime. It's about these crooked cops that's in the jail.
They ain't killing this nigga for it. He ain't do shit but waste their time. That's all.
They got him.
They got paid for it.
Yeah, he just
wasted some taxpayers' time. That nigga crazy, man. He tripping.
Nah, he just
I'm not suicidal. Nobody cares.
He's just
nigga,
trying to get out
of
the shit because at the same time, you got to understand, I feel like that was a little publicity stunt.
Yeah, maybe.
To get the show popping.
Maybe that
and
was.
And it didn't work out the way they thought it was.
Maybe he said that shit coming out of court so he get put in the psych ward, and maybe that might be time served or some shit. He spent a couple hundred days in the psych ward. They be like, ah, he good.
Yeah.
All he gotta do is do his little fucking.
He's trying to get around something,
right? But listen, well, I ain't mad. If he trying to cheat the system, I ain't mad at him. But he sounds stupid.
But I think in his role, though, wasn't he suicidal, like, towards the end? Like, they had him...
Ain't nobody watching that shit, cuz.
When it first came out, I was watching it. But then I fell off.
Yeah, I fell off, too. So that was me.
Everybody was watching. They was like,
I never seen one of those
at the TV.
This nigga was watching that shit with a suit on. He was in the back.
Why you throw your son in the trash?
I'm Lucius.
I never felt like
you
this.
You had on your Chanel robe watching the show.
Yeah.
Yo, what is this narrative? Like, why does everybody have jokes about Lexington?
With
the
Chanel
slides. I don't know shit you talk about. None of it.
One sock on. One time forward. That's all I need. I don't need to put
on
one
time.
One time forward.
One time forward.
Yo, Jesse, you're good, bro. You'll be all right. Do your fucking time, bro.
Yeah,
it's fine. You shouldn't have fucking lied. You're a fucking liar. You fucking lied. Like, come on, man.
He gotta do it in Chicago too.
They not thinking about him though. Like,
tough,
thinking about him.
They gonna get him.
And he's definitely probably not even gonna be in General Pop. So
yeah, they gonna get him.
He'll be alright. He do his 150. He do his like little 150.
Don't drop the soap.
Okay.
Right.
Listen. Yeah, okay.
That might be what he was doing.
Okay.
So. Yeah, so you really?
This ain't gonna spike the soap.
Yeah, you like boys for real?
Fuck you talking about. Think he's scared? What? Ping! What you talking about? Now that's crazy. Yeah, that's crazy. Nigga try to rape a nigga and a nigga spiked his soap. Nigga, fuck you talking about, pussy? Nobody scared of that. You know what I mean? He said he was the gay Tupac, man. He the hardest nigga out, dog.
All right, well, it is what it is.
I've been through this. What?
Hey, yo, Jesse. Hey, yo, Juicy. You stupid nigga.
Dumb nigga
Juicy?
Of the week, man.
I'm not calling him.
Juicy Smooye, yo.
Dumb nigga of the week, bro.
Yeah, man,
it's all right,
stupid.
Though.
What
it's
they
right
said.
You'll get through it.
Yeah, you'll be all right,
homie. You'll get through it, man. It's 150 days, little community service, or whatever you got going on. You'll be all right, man. You'll be all right.
He going to get through it.
Listen to me, though, because I don't want to do a day. So
You know what they should do?
I don't want to do a day neither.
You know what they should do for him? They should record his fucking his community service and put it on TV.
Like a doc? Like a doc series?
Nah, just like a live stream.
But hold up. Does he get paid for it?
No, he don't get no fucking payment.
Why not?
He don't get no pay for that. Nah,
it's community service.
It's community service.
Well, then keep my shit private then.
Just
because
he like to make false accusations and shit. Put this nigga and clown this nigga. So he could be on the side of the road and motherfuckers gonna drive up and throw shit at him while he picking up trash.
Yeah, put that TV show money, put that in the account when I get out.
Ain't no TV show money. It's a live stream, my nigga.
Hold on. I want to ask you something. Now, this is funny. We already talked about this.
Okay.
If a bum pull up, you driving, right? It's a stoplight.
Okay. I'm in my car, a bum pulling up.
Bum come up.
They in their limit.
Ask for a dollar. Are you going to pull the strap out on the bum?
How close you get in my car?
It's your kid in there, and he come knocks on
you knocked on the window.
The window.
You're not on some, first of all, you're not on some tenant windows at night.
I might.
I might,
because first of all.
So shut the fuck up, Moses.
You begging. You knocking on my tenant windows, and I got my kids in the car. It's a no for me.
I'm not talking about,
because
like,
in daylight, you wouldn't knock on my window.
What I'm saying is, you ain't going to pull it out, but you're going to have it, right? After you figure out what he's talking about. You gonna say like, get the fuck out of here, bum.
I'ma have it. I'm not gonna directly point it at him. I'ma have it. I don't even know if I'm gonna crack the window, because first of all, I'm a lady too. I handle my own, but at the same time.
Nah, cause somebody else pointed one at the bum and I was just seeing what.
Yo, fuck
you
that. First of all, she listens to the podcast.
You had a strap. And that's the thing, like,
she be strapped up. She listen to the podcast. But she know what it is.
Would you diss him after that? Like, after they been trying to give you a dollar? Get the fuck out of you, crumb.
I would have cussed him out. I probably wouldn't have, and that's the thing. Too far. Yeah. But, the hell is my car. Get the I got fuck my kids out in here. What's the hell wrong with you? I'm got a damn dollar for you. The hell? Really be like a cut out,
It's getting bad, though. I ain't trying to be funny.
Yes.
It's really getting bad now.
It should be a cutoff time.
And you gonna fault
I seen a dude
and
yesterday.
You gonna fault the person
I cutoff time for paying.
Okay, let's talk about that. What would be the cutoff time for bums to stop asking for money?
Sunlight. When the sun go down, your ass need to be going to a shelter. You need to be getting over in your trees, wherever it is, in your car.
Go getting under your trees.
Okay. I feel like
go tuck yourself under some leaves.
But I feel she's right though, because at the night time, it's dangerous time.
How about you just go get a fucking job and don't be a bum?
That's not always the case that people
sometimes
don't have jobs.
Sometimes that's not always the case.
Things happen though.
Get a disability check.
I get that part.
You see what I'm saying? A lot of them people ain't trying to be funny that got relatives, they done put them out on the street and they living off their check. They don't even know it. They out there living wild.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Because they special. They don't even know what's going on.
Right.
They don't want to take care of them. Let them go out the street. Fuck it. They don't get that's
fucked up. And they collecting the check.
And that's what happens to most of the bums. Most of them.
So I was
but
out.
But the ones that just come out there, most of them got jobs. They just on that shit.
Right.
And they just want more money.
To support their habits.
Yeah.
Mm. Now, I was out in Raleigh yesterday on Capitol.
Your hood?
I'm from Nightdale.
My bad.
And so there was a dude out there.
Yeah, I love the way you said that. I'm from Nightdale.
I'm from Nightdale.
My bad.
So he was out there, whatever. He had his, his poster board on.
Okay.
Had a big ass rubber band around hanging from his neck, but he had his Cash App up there.
Mm. So you got a phone.
You have a phone, apparently.
phones is not hard to get. You crazy?
Yeah, I think
you get a phone with no.
But you know what? Now I think about it.
Phones is easy.
You should have a fucking Cash App. Yeah, yeah. 2022.
It's the easiest. Ain't nobody got cash for
because look, it's a coin shortage. Niggas ain't got change no more.
But like you said, you shouldn't have a Cash App because you a bum.
No,
you can have Cash App, nigga. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I feel like the time that you take to stand on the street, you got time to go and sit down in the library and apply for a job.
First of all, nigga, when's the last fucking paper job application you done filled out in a lobby somewhere?
But see, that's what they phone.
Never.
For.
And they know because they doing that shit no more. So if they got a phone, at least they can fill it out on their phone.
You got some place still do the paper.
But, ain't nobody doing no fucking paper applications.
But then
nigga.
That means that if you got your phone, you would need Wi-Fi. So where you getting Wi-Fi from if you homeless?
McDonald's, dog. I can see the McDonald's parking lot and get Wi-Fi.
Starbucks.
Some restaurants
Starbucks.
You can.
Get Wi-Fi right in front of the door.
Come on. You got time to do all that.
See, that, you know what that goes to show me? If you ever struggle, you be fucked up. You got to use your mind, son.
But the thing is, though, like, yeah, you never know the outcome of where you going to be, but I would never put myself in a situation like that. At the end of the day, I'm going to figure out how to get up
happens,
and go get it.
Man. Shit happens, man.
But they talking, but it's some program. Hold on. It's some programs that put them in jobs.
Right.
So it ain't no excuse for.
It's really not an excuse.
You know what I'm saying? Like, come on.
I get it. You go
if
through
we got
stuff,
to go out there and work, like, bro, that's what gets me mad. Like,
yeah, nigga, some niggas.
Especially
just,
when I get off.
Some niggas
you
just
talking
lazy,
about a fucking dollar.
You can't be I mad. Just got you got to go. Off. You got to go to Burger King and, you know, put the fries in the bag, call out number 22, 22. Like, you can't be mad about that because that's how you're getting your money. You're not on the side of the corner. It may be easier for you that way, but in my eyes.
Yeah, it's some lazy niggas out there. Definitely some lazy niggas.
CJ give him money. Be like, he be like, do 20 push-ups, pussy.
Right.
And I'm going to kick
you
in the chest.
Yeah. You give a bug.
Now, I do feel bad when I see like a lady out there with her kids. And, you know, sometimes she could be using her kids, but she may also really be in need.
What if that's not her kids?
But I ain't trying to be funny. I done seen those people switch up.
You know what I'm saying?
They had the mother out there, then the father out there.
They were little cousins.
And then they go in their little van and
drive off. Homegirl kids.
My thing is, if you're going to help somebody, just help them.
Just do it. Be genuine.
Throw the reasoning out the fucking window. If you're going to feel like you want to help somebody,
that's your
just
good deed for the day.
Yeah, if you do help them, don't worry about it.
And I'm not going to say, I don't give everybody a dollar I see, but you know, like, if I see somebody and it's like, all right, this is my good deed for the day, I'm going to go ahead and, you know, help out that person. Yeah. Or if I see you out there with kids, you know, I may go to McDonald's, get them a couple Happy Meals, you know. Yeah. Something.
Nah, niggas want that cash. You keep that dirty ass.
Nah, and some people out there do
I don't
take
want no
the food.
Fucking burger.
And I'd be like surprised. I'd be like, damn, you still taking food? Like, that's what's up. Like, bro, I just really want something to eat. Okay.
I seen a dude again on Capitol, not my hood.
Raleigh.
Night though.
Shout out to Raleigh.
So I seen a guy around, I don't know if it was Thanksgiving or Christmas time. I came off the exit. He was sitting there. I'm like, all right, Thanksgiving, Christmas, you out here. Let me help you out. Mm-hmm. So I think it was maybe like some candy or some chips or something like that.
Okay.
He was like, hell no, I want the money. I said, fuck you. You don't want nothing. You can't, like.
Damn, you said
beggars
like
can't
that?
Be choosers.
Yeah, like, listen.
Was it an open bag of chips?
No, it was still like, I wouldn't give somebody, you know, I wouldn't do that.
Nobody wants your COVID chips, nigga.
And this was before COVID, but still.
I was talking COVID chips. Nigga, hungry? What are you doing? Goddamn
yeah,
chips?
Niggas want that cash, man. I got something to eat. You worry about if I eat. Well, I need to smoke. You know what I mean?
I ain't get high today.
Hey, look,
you trying to
this.
Feed me and shit. You worry about the wrong things.
Since
my stomach is hurting because I need that dope.
I ain't gonna lie.
And you trying to feed me.
One time I did give money to a dude that told the truth. Y'all gonna get this drugs, nigga.
Yeah. I respect that.
I ain't gonna get
that.
Nothing to eat.
Yeah,
I wanna
get your
drugs.
Fix, dog.
I said, God damn, bro. At least you told the truth.
Yeah, so look, have y'all thought about this? Because they bought up open chips and COVID.
I said, don't die in the corner, please.
What about birthday parties? When it's like a kid's birthday party and they got a cake and they got to blow the candle out.
Oh, no, yeah, no, it's over for that.
And they got to blow all over that.
Nah,
but did you think about it before COVID?
Nah.
Or nobody thought about it.
But I thought about it now. Yeah. And that's why I don't even take my
first of all,
take
blowing
my daughter
the cake
birthday parties.
Been kind of nasty.
I don't take
that's
that
nothing shit. COVID did. That's been kind of.
But you never really
about.
Thought
hold
about
on before
it.
You blow the cake. Let me go.
You know what? You know what? Kids is just nasty. Give it all
yeah,
the kids.
There you go.
Give it all the kids.
Little motherfuckers want a handshake and shit.
Kids gotta go.
Blow right. The kids like.
Right.
As soon as they tell the kids, go ahead and blow it out. Go ahead and blow it out, Jesse.
Spit all over that shit.
You know, they can't blow right either, so.
And then crying to their mother talking about they want a slice of that.
Yeah, we got
I mean,
to figure out a new tradition.
Little Kenny blow spit all over the cake.
I think
the
new system
need
to be cupcakes.
That's all I'm saying. You remember you get the cake.
Everybody blow their
cupcakes.
Everybody blow their own cupcake out.
If they want to, I'll put a thing in the center of it.
One. But you know, they used to do like, ain't trying to be funny, like the small little miniature cake for the kid.
That's for the 1-year-old, the smash cake.
Yeah, but some, ain't trying to be funny, the ghetto people still do it. Because they get the cupcake. You get the cupcakes.
Nigga,
let him have his own cake.
The nigga did a buddy ears when he said the ghetto people. That's fucked up, bro.
I'm just letting him know.
Shout out to all the mothers out there
you
making
know
it work.
Always.
You know what I mean? That might be the cake they can afford.
Yeah,
and the
it's
kids
good cake.
Nah, don't try to play
it's
the
good.
Cake.
No,
right?
I'm not playing it. I'm just saying they had a small cake for that kid.
Mm.
And the cupcakes for everybody else. Everybody else good.
Everybody
then they might have,
good.
You know, grandma's cake.
Yeah, yeah, Grandma K got the house.
I'm getting exactly. the fuck out of here. I ain't fucking with you niggas no more. You niggas
yeah, get
stupid.
Out of here because it's chain tight.
What?
Nah, let's go.
Nah, I appreciate Tamara coming through fucking with you. What's your Instagram, Tamara?
I'm not giving that. Yeah. I'm married.
Oh, well, my bad. Don't worry about it.
I got it. I don't have my Instagram. Oh, off the top of my head.
Oh, well, then don't worry about it. Yo, on Dirty Water, you can check
I'm
us out.
I'm married.
Fucking. It's Journey's Mom 94. Journey with an I.
Motherfucking Instagram. Like, yo, subscribe on our YouTube, Dirty Water Podcast. On motherfucking Instagram, our shit is Dirty Water _ Podcast. Our Twitter is Dirty _ Water _ NC. Our Facebook is Dirty Water Podcast. My Instagram is Dirty Water Lex. What's your shit, Dave, on Instagram?
Dirty Water Dave B.
Moses, what's your shit on Instagram?
Dirty Moses. The dirtiest. Get your dirty water soon.
This shit is Dirty Water Moses, man. This nigga, I don't understand this nigga. We out of this motherfucker. Appreciate you coming through fucking with Samara.
Anytime,
yeah,
anytime.
Appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? You,
know got, you know we got a love-hate relationship, but whatever.
You know.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it is what it is.
You can smack us out there.
Don't ever do that.
Especially when he get old. Ooh,
I mean. Hey, I right, somebody his shoulder hurt, I think. Arthritis.
Don't worry about
it.
Me.
Wasn't
I
CJ.
Told you.
It wasn't CJ. It was arthritis.
Nah, nigga pulled a muscle. I don't know what's going on. Pause.
Yo, CJ pulled your muscle. Shout out to CJ.
My shoulder. Like a little bitch.
Oh, man.